This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Boy, we got a busy day. First, foremost, disgraced Patriots star Aaron Hernandez, at the age of 27 years old, serving a life sentence for the shooting death of Odin Lloyd, has killed himself in prison, hung himself with a bedsheet. He took his life the same day the Patriots were supposed to be coming to visit Donald Trump for their Super Bowl win. Tom Brady was not going to be going to Donald Trump's Oval Office, had some personal issues, but I think they know each other anyway. So, I know, man, if I was on Donald Trump's staff and Tom Brady was not coming, I would be like, no! I love Tom Brady. He is so sexy. But let's, unfortunately, go back to the sad story about Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez had been acquitted of the 2012 double murder. However, he was serving a life sentence for the shooting death of Odin Lloyd that occurred back in 2013. He was convicted for then. And so he was serving a life sentence. I believe it was in the process of being appealed, and he ended up hanging himself in a cell at the Susa Baranowski Correctional Center in Shirley, Massachusetts. He did not leave a note. He did, however, leave his fiancée and a 4-year-old daughter. When you see somebody like him who lived in $1.5 million home, had reached amazing success in football, was a tight end, from what I understand, one of Brady's favorites to use, influential in their Super Bowl win and their playoff wins. And to see him unfortunately fall the way he did over the last few years, with stupid acts and dangerous and deadly acts, it's you just wonder why. I mean, I can think of all these kids that want to be, you know, oh my gosh, on the Patriots, right? With Gronkowski and Brady and you know, somebody in issues, unfortunately, just, you know. So let's kind of go back to what happened. Basically, two men, Danielle DeBrew and Safiro Furtado, were shot to death in their car as they waited at a red light in Boston's South End neighborhood. This was about July 16, 2012. August 27, 2012, about 6 weeks later, Hernandez signs a 5-year, $40 million contract with the New England Patriots. It's a dream come true. February 2013, an associate, Alexander Bradley, being reported by Daily Mail, is shot in the face in Florida. Bradley files a lawsuit alleging that Hernandez shot him after they argued at a strip club. June 17, 2013, the body of Odin Lloyd, a semi-professional football player who was dating the sister of Hernandez's fiancée, is found a mile north of Hernandez's mansion in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. If you have ever been there, it's exquisite. June 26, 2013, Hernandez is arrested on a murder charge. That's that famous picture of him with his arms underneath the shirt so people couldn't see him being handcuffed, even though you could still tell. The Patriots did release him, I guess, later that day or by the next morning. He did plead not guilty. By May 15, 2014, he is indicted on 2 counts of first-degree murder and the other charges in connections with the shooting of DeBrew and Furtado. May 28th, Hernandez pleads not guilty to the charges. January 9th, he goes on trial. April 15th, he is convicted of first-degree murder, which has a life sentence. April 14th, 2017, he goes on trial for the murder of the 2012 killings of DeBrew and Furtado, and the jury deliberates, acquitting him on April 14th. So it was just, I guess, 5 days ago that he had been acquitted for the killings, all right? But he was still trying to appeal his sentence for Odin Lloyd, and he hung himself with a bedsheet. You know, was it drugs? Was it, you know, getting involved with gangs? What was it? And, you know, it's so frustrating because, you know, here I am teaching you guys how to like what you have, love what you have, you know, play, you know, do the good life, and, you know, you'll be rewarded. And, here you have somebody who was rewarded. He had a $40 million Patriots contract. He got to be in the showers with Tom Brady. I mean, people would kill for that. And unfortunately, he still got messed up and stupid. And it's a shame. And you see people do that all the time. All right. Also in the news, Bill O'Reilly, we're getting reports that Bill O'Reilly will be leaving Fox News. We're getting a report that Rupert Murdoch has decided to terminate the network's most popular host, Bill O'Reilly, in the wake of a recent wave of sexual harassment allegations, and that the decision will be announced before he returns from vacation next week. Rupert reportedly made this decision after being pressured by his two sons, Lachlan and James. O'Reilly had recently signed a $20 million a year contract just weeks before. We're not sure who's going to take over his spot. Maybe Eric Bolling, Diana, or Dana Perino, or Tucker Carlson. I thought Tucker Carlson took over from Megyn Kelly. So Fox News has not commented officially, but from what we understand, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the woman in question worked for another network back in 2008 that had a desk near O'Reilly's office and claimed that he would refer to the African-American woman as hot chocolate when he walked by during the day. The woman is not asking for any money, just accountability. He would never talk to her, not even hello, except to grunt at her like a wild boar, according to attorney Lisa Bloom. And he would leer at her, they said. He would always, you know, and so there's been other allegations as well. And so we'll see what happens there. But it's Fox News, obviously, has been, with everything going on with Murdoch and the prior claims, they obviously have been having their hands full. Not a very easy day for the media. Watching the other news networks, they've been, rather than following Chaffetz's decision to not run again in 2018, or for Donald Trump's Buy American campaign, everybody else was covering the Bill O'Reilly story. So I'll definitely give you the latest news, so please stand by. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. More importantly, we'll get your calls, your questions, your comments. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I apologize. I was out yesterday. I was taking my boards. Lord have mercy, that was difficult. Oh my gosh. Imagine taking a test, right, every 7 years, and they say, you want to know what? You can take it every 10 years, right, because you're doing all your CME, you're doing all your continuing education, go ahead. And here you are with two kids, two full-time jobs, running around like crazy, trying to relearn stuff that's textbook medicine. Now, I teach you guys the latest and the greatest, but I make fun of a lot of the latest and the greatest. So all of a sudden, I had to go from making fun of it to actually, I guess, memorizing it all. I think I did okay, but boy, it was tough. Let's go to your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
My diastolic blood pressure is high. I want to figure out how to get it lower. How do I lower my diastolic blood pressure? I've already changed my diet, and I've increased exercise. My systolic blood pressure has gone down, and I don't have pains in my chest nearly as much anymore. And it's a lot easier to move around. I don't get as winded. But my diastolic hasn't gone down. So what do I do? Are there any non-pharmacological interventions that I can do? Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I would love to find out actually what your blood pressure is. I understand you called when I wasn't in yesterday, and I apologize. So I would love to know exactly how high is your diastolic blood pressure. To quickly review everybody, you have your systolic blood pressure and your diastolic blood pressure. Basically, your blood pressures, the systolic is the top number. So if you have a blood pressure, let's say of 120 over 80, the systolic pressure is the pressure that is inside your arteries when the heart pumps. So the pumping pressure. Your diastolic pressure, which is the bottom number, is the pressure when your heart is relaxing and filling up between the beats. So you have the systolic pressure and the diastolic pressure. Now, some people say, well, you know what? It's the systolic blood pressure that counts. So if you have very high blood pressure when your heart beats, that's what we need to address. But I think diastolic blood pressure is just as important. If you have isolated diastolic blood pressure, it's rare because usually your diastolic blood pressure will be high if your systolic is, right? Your heart is beating. If you have a higher pressure when the heart beats, there's a very good chance you'll have a higher pressure when the heart is relaxing. It's odd to have a higher pressure when, you know, you're relaxed, you know, when the heart is relaxing and filling without it being high also when it beats. However, it can happen, and there could be some isolated diastolic blood pressure. So the reason why I'm going into all this discussion about it is the logic dictates in order to get that diastolic or that resting filling blood pressure down, you need to relax the blood pressure completely, including your systolic, which is why, you know, I'm kind of interested to see what your systolic is. If you lower your systolic blood pressure, there's a very good chance your diastolic blood pressure will go down as well. Make sense? Okay. But some people will say, look, you know, my blood pressure is, you know, 125 over 90. Well, that is a little high. That is just a little, you know, that, so I can understand why there's that, you know, concern that, well, let's talk about what's high and what's not high. So, when it comes to blood pressure, normal blood pressure is, let's say, less than 120 for the systolic and a diastolic less than 80. But you're now going to be hearing the pre-hypertension diagnosis. And pre-hypertension is if your blood pressure ranges between 120 and 139, systolic or diastolic 80 to 89. Now, the reason why that's important is because we say we want your blood pressure below 140 over 90. 140 over 90 is the cutoff now for high blood pressure. But if you're running around 135 over 85, that's considered pre-hypertensive. And where they came up with that was years ago. We didn't think you had high blood pressure until you were 140 over 90. And so we wouldn't do anything about it. We say, look, you're good. And so then if you were 150 over 100, we didn't panic too much because 140 over 90 was a cutoff. Well, they found out that there was a lot of cardiovascular issues, ischemic changes with the brain, eyes, kidneys, et cetera, such that it was suggested, you want to know what, let's tighten things up. So they tried to tighten things up where they recommended your blood pressure being like the 120s over 70s. The problem is, as many of you guys have heard, if you've been listening to my show over the years, we got the blood pressure control too tight that older people were getting dizzy. And we were trying to overdo it with older individuals. When they decided, you want to know what? If you're over 60, if your blood pressure is 150 over 90, that's okay. We aren't going to panic if your blood pressure is 150 over 90. And also think about it, you know, with certain body parts, it's harder to perfuse. Maybe older people need that higher pressure. Maybe the higher pressure is a little bit of a defense mechanism. Now, if the blood pressure is too high, you could get kidney damage. You could get heart damage. You could stroke. So we don't want the blood pressure too high. So it has to be just right. So I usually recommend getting your blood pressure checked every year. If it's high, you're going to get it checked more often. But the best way to lower blood pressure initially Okay, if it's not that high, if you are pre-hypertensive, is weight loss, which I think our caller said he did. So losing weight, obviously, is huge. All right? From what I understand, there was an article back in 2009 in JAMA. They said for every point of your BMI, your body mass index, every point that raises, you increase your risk of developing isolated diastolic hypertension by 6%. So weight alone can increase your diastolic filling blood pressure. So obviously we want to make sure you lose weight. Exercise as well. Exercise is excellent for losing weight. Right? You know, they say for every, I'm not sure how much exercise or adding exercise to your daily routine could drop your blood pressure by about 9 points. Now, is it enough? Well, if your blood pressure is 160 over 100 and you knock down your diastolic to 92, exercise isn't going to be enough. All right, so you have weight loss, you have exercise, a healthy diet. We want to cut back on your salt. We want to cut back on your calories. We want to eat foods that are more natural to your body and not full of preservatives. So that seems to help. Fruit, vegetables are extremely important because they have potassium. But for some of you guys, you just have genetically high blood pressure. Now, what we usually do for diastolic, for the filling blood pressure, is think about it. If you have a higher pressure in your arteries when the heart is relaxing and refilling up before it pumps again, then to me that means you may have fluid overload. And I don't want to use the term fluid overload because fluid overload means you're going to start to swell, you're going to get fluid in your lungs, but maybe there's too much fluid in your heart or too much blood volume. So one thing we like to use are diuretics. So we'll use diuretics or water pills to help decrease the preload, we call it, of the diuretics cause you to urinate the extra fluid, so then you have less fluid coming into the heart, so then you have less pressure. Another thing we may do is we're going to address your systolic blood pressure. If you don't beat with such a big, heavy, fast heartbeat, the pressure may drop. So we may use a beta block or something that slows down the heart rate and slows down the heaviness of the contractility of the heart. Another thing we like to use are calcium channel blockers. Calcium channel blockers relax the blood vessels. We see this do really well with systolic blood pressure, where the blood vessels are a little bit more relaxed when the heart beats. So obviously, if they remain relaxed, diastolic blood pressure could go down as well. But then you have the ACE inhibitors, and we've talked about the ACE inhibitors, where your renin-angiotensin system may cause a spike in blood pressure. And ACE inhibitors relax those vessels as well and control and help curb that renin-angiotensin system. So to answer your question, keep doing what you're doing, your exercise, your diet, cutting back on salt. And again, I'm sorry I wasn't live yesterday when you called in. Would still love to talk to you because I'd really like to know what your blood pressure is, your actual numbers, so I can tell you more. But if diet, exercise, good sleep, you know, sleep apnea, for those of you guys that don't realize that you are cutting off your air supply when you sleep, one cause of high blood pressure that a lot of times we don't realize is that you have sleep apnea. So if you're a snorer, or if you have ever woken up because you stopped breathing, or somebody you're with tells you, you know what, I think you stopped breathing in your sleep, that could be a cause of high blood pressure and you don't even realize. I haven't talked about smoking and alcohol. Those are no-brainers. Cut back on your alcohol. Cut back on your smoking. I know I have not bought any gin yet. I know that article talking about gin increasing your metabolism. Trust me, I want to buy gin. But, again, I want to wait because I don't want blood pressure going up. And then, of course, a biggie is stress. If you are stressed out, it's, you know, there's not a lot you could do from a blood pressure standpoint. You got to learn to relax. Get a massage. Get some acupuncture. Have fun. All right? You know, switch jobs. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Trump signs an order this week to clamp down on the visa program, enforcing a Buy American, Hire American sort of new campaign. And makes a lot of people happy, right? You know, let's bring jobs to Americans. Let's, we're dealing with some major unemployment issues. No matter what people say about, oh, yeah, the recession is over, the economy's over, we're hearing that 6 jobs are being eliminated for every robot introduced into the workforce, and we're going to be talking about that. So, again, our biggest enemy right now is automation and, you know, progress in the tech world. So it's not only immigration, but we're dealing with technology. And so Americans are much at very, very high risk and very vulnerable when it comes to losing their jobs. So Trump signed the Buy American, Hire American order during his visit to the Snap-on Tools headquarters in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president called the order bold new steps toward making good on his campaign promises to generate more jobs for out-of-work Americans. He called the order a powerful signal to the world that finally puts America first. We are finally standing up for our workers and our companies. Now, that's easier said than done. So the order targets the H-1B visa program. It allows U.S. companies to employ graduate-level workers in specialty occupations like IT, engineering, mathematics, and science. And the White House wants to end the H-1B lottery system and replace it with a merit-based one. Not exactly sure what the criteria is going to be. Fox News reports that he says we're going to switch away from the random lottery system in which it's weighted, or this was the Senior administration who said, towards the lowest wage workers, towards a system that prioritizes higher skilled, higher paid workers, which would make it more difficult to use it to replace American workers. They say each year on April 1, a fresh cap for H-1B visa applications is set by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Under the current system, applications are then randomly selected in a lottery system. They say Trump's order also empowers federal agencies to re-examine loopholes in the government's procurement process. Specifically, they would look at whether waivers and free trade agreements are leading to unfair trade by companies outside the U.S. and whether it undercuts American companies on a global playing field. So, this H-1B visa program Trump had talked about when he was campaigning, it admits 85,000 immigrants in each year to handle high-tech jobs. The number of applications for H-1B visas fell to 199,000 this year from 236,000 from 2016 and 233,000 in 2015. Now, mind you, listen, I am for foreigners coming, right, making a home here in the United States, becoming citizens. That's what my family did. You know, my father and his family, you know, luckily were able to escape Nazi Germany and be able to live. They came to America. They learned the language, they became citizens, they worked, they paid taxes, and, you know, the rest is history. And here I am. Thank God for America's immigration policy. But they had to bust a move, and they really had to bust, and they, you know, they worked, and they created their own business. Yeah, my father didn't take a job from another American. He created, I know, you know, now if he builds his own business, he could still be taking jobs. Nobody hired people. So I think he did make his contribution to American society. And again, you know, America's a melting pot. We've been built, you know, we were built by immigrants. So we're not anti-immigration by any means. However, when you have Americans out of work, that are sitting there out of work, and we are allowing thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of immigrants to come in and be handed a job that an American who's been here his whole life could do, and can't, that's a problem. They say Trump's order also requires applicants and their employers to demonstrate that the H-1B visas awards will only go to the most highly skilled workers in their fields. So, you know, this push to buy American and to hire American, I like a lot. Now, things are cheaper when they're made overseas. Right? You know, it costs a lot more money because of all the tax structure and all the BS, right, for something to be made, something to be produced, labor, you know, as minimum wage rises, it's going to be a lot more expensive to maintain, maintain a staff of employees. So with that, prices go up. And from what we're hearing, 6 jobs are eliminated for every robot introduced into the workforce. I'm surprised it's only 6. They say between 1990 and 2007, robots led to the loss of 670,000 manufacturing jobs. They say one more robot per 1,000 workers reduces wages by 0.25% to 0.5%, and the effects of unemployment for men were 1.5 to 2 times larger than for women. So obviously those who are in manufacturing, many of these skilled jobs are, you know, being taken over by robots. And, you know, we talked about how Amazon is able to use these robots that can lift hundreds of pounds, that can work at higher speeds, work at higher accuracy, that don't call out, that don't have workers' comp injuries, that don't require rooms to be breastfed. I mean, the robots save companies a lot of the hassle that humans, that come with hiring humans. And mind you, look, I had to breastfeed at work. I just, you know, I did it at work, and, you know, tough everybody having to listen. I felt bad. It was more the listening rather than the looking, honestly, you know, because my son was a really noisy eater. But, you know, if somebody could replace Dahlia with a robot, imagine the ratings on my show. Imagine. You just get the news and you don't get all the commentary. You know how much people would like that? So, you know, we're dispensable. What about doctors? Can doctors be replaced by robots? Well, already we're hearing of these machines in Europe where you plug in your blood pressure and the machine tells you what you need and gives you a prescription. There's a lot of ways to automate current jobs, even highly skilled jobs. So they say industrial robots are fully autonomous machines that do not need a human operator that can be programmed to perform several manual tasks such as welding, painting, assembling, handling materials, packaging. Textile looms, elevators, cranes, transportation vans, coffee makers aren't considered industrial robots because they have a unique purpose. They can't be programmed for other tasks, but they do require humans to operate them, just like robots for surgery, like the Da Vinci. There's still a human operating the robot. So, I had a robot work on me on my last surgery. It was really cool. He had multiple hands, this robot. He was so handsome. I called him Fassbender. Anyway, so really quickly here, a report released by the White House's Council of Economic Advisors said that 83% of jobs making less than $20 per hour will come under pressure from automation, as opposed to 31% of jobs where you make 20 to 40 bucks an hour and 4% of jobs making above $40 per hour. So those of you that have a job right now where you're making less than $20 per hour, there's a very good chance your job can be taken over by a robot. Well, what about valet? Okay, so I live in Las Vegas, right? I live in Las Vegas, and one of, I think, the best cities in the country. Love it. It's fun. You know, you got the bars, you got the cocktails, you got valet. You know, these are people that are employed by the casinos. Well, now I'm hearing there are cocktail machines. So you go up to a machine, you get your cocktail. Well, that could take the place of a cocktail waitress, which stinks because I loved cocktailing. You know, you made good tips. It was fun. You got to talk to people. But you can have a cocktail machine. That also takes the place of a bartender. Yeah, now, of course, many people, they want their old-fashioned a certain way. If they want a vodka martini instead of a gin martini, you got to go to a bartender. But if the average person wants rum and coke or wants a margarita or wants a gin and tonic, these are things that machines can now do. Same thing with valet. Now that you have driverless cars or driverless vehicles, etc., there could be certain, you know, robots that add sensors to the car. And so then the cars know where to navigate to go to the valet area. So it's very easy. All of us who think we're indispensable, we are. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ethan wants me to discuss test anxiety. And this was really a topic that I really should have talked about before I took my boards, because I could have really used some of this advice. I've never had test anxiety. I love tests. In fact, that's when I do my best work. But I just had to do my recertification for my boards, and it was not easy. This was not easy. And I don't think I had test anxiety yesterday. And I'll talk to you guys about test anxiety and how to overcome it. But I had some issues that I have never had an issue with the test. Okay, so for example, whenever you guys take a test, so I've had to take tests for boards or take tests to be a CDL certified doctor to do DOT, a DOT certifying physician, and to be a certified independent medical examiner. So you take tests, okay? I mean, when you're in the medical field, you're always taking tests. And, you know, when you go through medical school, it's so grueling that any of these tests post-grad are, you know, a piece of cake. I mean, I had to take exams when I was post-call. There are these exams called shelf exams. So I would be, after a 36-hour shift, still having to do a test. And you pass. So you know, when you go through medical school, you end up really having the training to be able to get through those mental types of tests, okay? Because you go through a mental type of boot camp. Not that I would ever compare medical school to what our phenomenal military do, but you go through a mental boot camp through medical school such that tests are nothing, are a piece of cake. But in this one test that I had to take yesterday, I started to get distracted by the other test takers. And I usually don't get distracted. I'm usually the distractor, right? I'm usually the one making jokes. I did. Last time I took the test, 10 years ago, I made a bunch of jokes. I made some funnies. I burped. I don't know. It was great. But it was a smaller room. I had a smaller audience. This time, there was about, I don't know, like 24, 25 people in the room. And they were taking different tests than what I was taking. So there was a lot of typing. A lot of that going on. That's exactly how it sounded. So I'm doing a multiple choice test. I'm just supposed to click A or C, or remember we used to do abacaba, right, in the 80s to get through our tests? You can't do abacaba anymore. They figured that out. They don't let you do abacaba. You have to actually, you know the answer. And there's somebody next to me, and there's somebody behind me. So all I'm hearing is that crap the whole time. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And the test, and I finished early, still about 5 hours in length. So, well, I get hungry. So they give you a little locker. So I had Coca-Cola in there. I had to have some Coca-Cola. Because remember, I got a 1450 on my SAT. And the reason why, I didn't even take a study class, but the reason why is because I had some soda pop. And I also had my period that day. I couldn't get my period to come yesterday, but at least I had some Coca-Cola. So again, yeah, these are my little, like, you know, get like my rabbit's foot. These are kind of the good luck charms that I have to have. So I had a Coca-Cola, but what you guys don't realize, the reason why yesterday was so difficult is it was the last day of Passover. Now, what could I not do all 8 days of Passover? I could not eat bread, and I had to eat matzah. So I was really constipated. So I kept having to run to the bathroom in between the breaks. So it was really difficult. And I had some gefilte fish in my locker, so it was stinking of fish the whole time because I needed to eat some protein, you know, because protein is very important to get through a test. So it was probably one of my worst tests ever, all right? And they asked questions like, you know, they give you a patient case. You have to read a whole essay and basically a whole patient chart. And then they go, and you're like, so you diagnose them. You're like, oh, as you're reading, like, oh, I know what this guy has. I know what this guy has. He's got Kaposi's sarcoma. I get it. I know what he has. I'm good. And then all of a sudden, they go, so how would you treat his Kaposi's sarcoma if he was blah, 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 blah? And you're like, wait a second. I went through all this. And I don't even get credit for knowing the disease because then you say it at the end. Come on. So it sucked. The test sucked. But you know what? It has to suck. Okay, these tests have to suck. And the reason why is if a test was fun, okay, then it wouldn't, you know, hold the stereotype that it has. I mean, we're supposed to hate taking tests. We're supposed to not want to. We're supposed to be fearful and we need to study. So let's answer your question on test anxiety. The best way to handle test anxiety is to know what the other side is thinking. And you could get a very good idea of what the other side is thinking. Okay, so for example, if I'm taking medical boards, they need to make sure that doctors out there still know their stuff. that we aren't still prescribing leeches or bloodletting, right? I mean, you know, that we're using the up-to-date antibiotics, that we know that you can't mix now SSRIs, like, you know, certain antidepressants with muscle relaxants because you could cause a serotonin syndrome. Remember we talked about that girl Libby who had died in the 80s when residents were on call because of a serotonin syndrome and the residents had no idea that that reaction occurred? This was what somebody had to die for the medical community to learn that a reaction like that could occur between the two medications. And so, you know, nowadays they want to make sure that we all know. So once we know there's a reaction and we know there's an issue, or we're concerned that maybe antidepressants could cause autism or a certain type of blood pressure medication could hurt a pregnant woman, they need to make sure we all are on top of it and know about it. And they just can't rely on sending doctors the up-to-date information. Okay, we're going to be tested on it. And we have to be tested on the latest. And we also have to be tested that we remember how to manage certain things. And so let's say you've been out of practice and you don't really take care of pediatrics anymore. You have a good pediatrician up the street, so the pediatrician handles that. You handle adult medicine. Doesn't matter. You're still going to be tested on pediatrics. Let's say you don't do gynecology anymore because, again, a lot of your patients would rather see a gynecologist. Let's say you're a male doctor. You're good, but most of your patients go to the female gynecologist in the next office next door. So you haven't been doing gynecology for years. Doesn't matter. You still have to know about it. And I kind of agree with that. I agree with that because, you know, as a family doc, especially, you got to kind of know, you know, the breadth of, you know, if somebody said, well, you know, my gynecologist is out and I have this, you need to know. So when you take a test, you need to be prepared and realize, are they trying to trick us? Do they want me to know the rarest disease out there? Or do they want me to know the basics? And what the most common things are. So that's what, yeah, there was a couple rare questions, cigarette poisoning, some shellfish poisoning. I got the answer right, but there was some, you know, they did ask some rare stuff, but the most of it was, okay, what do you need to know? You also need to understand, okay, how many questions are there going to be, how much time you're going to have, and you need to do practice tests. If you are slow at taking tests, you need to be able to practice and make sure you get within the time. If you're fast, like me, you need to make sure you don't pick the answer too quickly. Like for me, I'm so fast when I take tests. I'm always the first one done. That this time I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to read it really slow. The only problem is then I second guess myself, then I start to change my answers, and that's an issue. All right? You also need to really eat a good breakfast. Make sure you have protein that day. Make sure you get plenty of sleep. Drive to your test the day before. I did that. I knew I was going to have crappy traffic because it was on the other side of town. I had to be there by 8 a.m. So I knew I was going to be in traffic for 45 minutes, and that's on a good day. So I drove it the day before, so I knew exactly where to go. I knew exactly how to go upstairs where it was, and I did. And the staff there was really, really good. When I had my test, they were really, really good. It's just I couldn't stand all the typing. Make sure you get plenty of sleep. Try not to drink Coca-Cola or have energy drinks. And, you know, breathe. You gotta take deep breaths. 1-877, Dr. Telly, don't go away.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.